podcast with my good friend Gene Marks, back from the road, our road warrior, and we've exhausted his East Coast trips. We're now heading west, and we're going to stop in Kansas City. This is a small business survey of associations that gather men and women from all over the country. And so far, in the first iteration, Gene has reported higher costs for money, higher costs for supplies, higher costs in general. Though business is good, the overhead worries everybody because we've had these reversals in inflation expectations. We now go to Kansas City's Cornerstone Credit Union League. Is that lending money for housing? For what, Gene?
No, well, you know, one of the misperceptions about credit unions in this country is that they're associated with companies or maybe they're only real estate. But no. Cornerstone Credit Union League is an association of multiple credit unions in the Midwest, Kansas and neighboring states. Credit unions have become a very much of a growing and important part of the financing world for small businesses. Now, you're not a customer of a credit union, John. You're a member of a credit union. Remember that. And they are looking to expand. There's a lot of competition in the financing space, even with these higher rates. So they had me out to talk about some of the issues that their small business members and prospective members were experiencing in 2024. Because credit unions can offer something that big banks can't. Because they're smaller, they can offer more of a personalized service and a consultative service to a lot of their small business members. So when I tell them that a lot of their members are suffering from labor, how to find good people, how they're challenged with certain tax issues, there's higher rates of inflation, they don't know what to do with technology, they need help forecasting, they need help understanding their financials better. The credit union members that I spoke to, the employees, they want that information so they can go out to their small business members and prospective small business members and provide them with advice and guidance for to hopefully make them become a member of their credit union.
AI, are they cautious about it or are they plunging into it?
So there's yes and no. It depends. The AI is having an enormous impact on the financial services industry, and where credit unions and banks are investing in right now are two areas. One is they are investing in customer service applications. The idea that you should be able to go to your credit union's website and have a natural conversation back and forth, asking questions about your accounts or any kind of issues that you're having and being dealing with a good AI chatbot, that's a big opportunity for credit unions because, again, they're businesses and they can't afford to hire as many people as they'd like to do this kind of work. The second area for credit unions and people in the financial services industry when it comes to AI is security. AI applications can be used to not only root out potential security issues, but if there is any kind of breach or a potential security issue, you can use a good generative AI application to provide you with advice and to also take some actions, remediation actions within your network to hopefully fix some holes. So, yeah, credit unions are investing in AI. And like I said, it's customer service and security are the two big areas where the money's going to for AI.
We're headed west. Better climate. We'll start with the Hand Tools Institute distribution. That sounds cool.
It is. And it is. I mean, I mentioned how I spoke to the Association of Machinery Technology Companies, in Orlando, but in Tucson, the Hand Tools Institute are the ones that make tools, right? I mean, anything from garden tools to weed whackers to, power drills and saws. Those are the kind of things they do. They service the construction, the manufacturing, and the home repair business as well. They've been doing well. It's been a good year for them. Their home repairs have been up. Construction, like I said earlier, has been holding its own. It depends on the area that you're in. And manufacturers themselves, depending on which manufacturing you're dealing with, has been, manufacturing has been a bit slower in this country, but still, has been okay. So most of the people that were in that room and that I talked to, they're suffering from costs. But one of the biggest issues they're having in that industry is just finding people, John. It's tough getting skilled workers. And one of the things we talked about were the opportunities of hiring the formerly incarcerated to work at some of their organizations. I mean, they were from states all around the country. And John, every state in this country has programs with their Department of Corrections to get formerly incarcerated workers back into the workforce. You know, they provide grants for training. They provide tax credits. They provide workforce development money. They partner with nonprofits. So we had a big discussion about that because a lot of people in that industry It's tough to find workers and get them skilled. And many of them are not aware of the programs that the states have to get people that are formerly incarcerated back out to work. And many of them turned out to be very good and loyal employees.
Also in Tucson, this is a mystery to me, National Coil Coating Manufacturers.
So, and, you know, how about these associations, John? That National Coil, and I don't want to make, you know, in any.
The clue industry. Is they're manufacturing. Okay.
Yeah, they are manufacturers, and they make coils, metallized coils. They, like you hear from the word, they coat them with you know, all sorts of types of chemicals and products to run in machines. And then they sell them as parts and spare parts and new parts that are used in the
building. Wait, you mean there's enough of a demand for a coated coil to have its own standalone business?
You would be surprised, John, at how many machines rely on those types of, you know, pieces of equipment and parts that are coated and metallized. And it's a very specialized kind of work
with
a very specialized kind of chemical. So, yeah, there is plenty of work out there where they have their own association to represent them.
So they come to Tucson. Do they have propeller hats?
No, they don't. Would you stop making fun of these people, John? No, these are good people. They run profitable businesses.
But who knew? If there was a quiz, you know, multiple choice, which one of these is real? I wouldn't be able to choose it.
The takeaway from this whole conversation, John, is that we live in a great, big, and wonderful country with countless small businesses that are building hand tools, building parts for machines, coating coils, and even providing financial services to their, you know, to their own small business members.
Right.
It's a wonderful country. And I think it's important to know that there are associations that represent any business that you're in. Every business should be part of their association. And one final thing I will tell you about these associations, John. Every single meeting I went to, people were having a great time. You know, COVID is in the rearview mirror. People are enjoying networking, talking to each other, sharing ideas. You know, everybody, there's always challenges and problems, but even there, you know, there are competitors in the same room and they all seem to get along fine and they're at the bar in the evening in the hotel and enjoying themselves. So it's inspiring to see, and it always puts me in a good mood.
Well, the two top mysteries to me are the Kitchen Exhaust Cleaning Association and the Coil Coating Manufacturers. I will not make this mistake again. I will recognize them immediately. Gene Marks, road warrior back from America, traveling east to west with his presentations, emphasizing AI, and what we heard is cost, cost, cost. That connects with the worries about inflation we see in Washington. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.